Today? Today I want you to be honest with me, pet. Really, I want you to be honest with yourself. Honest about your experience so far in this training. About your commitment to it. I simply want you to keep that in mind, okay? Good boy. You love pleasing me, don't you, pet? You're such a giver. The one thing you crave more than coming is... cunnilingus, isn't it? You want to please me, and you want to make me come more than you want to come yourself, don't you? You dream of me telling you to lay down so that I can sit on your face, smother you with my pussy, so you can prove what a good boy you are, making me come with your mouth and not your cock. You fantasize about me approaching you when you're on your knees, grabbing you by the back of your head and forcing you to go down on me, don't you? At a certain level, you don't even care about coming anymore. At that point, it's just an afterthought. You get to please me. So who cares if you don't get to come that day, right? You'd rather come prematurely and just get it out of the way so you can satisfy me with your mouth. Beautiful. On your knees, pet. Melt to the floor for me. Be a good lost boy and get on your knees in front of me right now. That's right. Comfortable? Good. Start stroking your cock fast. You remember what fast is like, right? I don't need the metronome. I make you horny, don't I? Just hearing my voice at this point makes you instantly hard. No, just seeing my name, that makes you instantly hard. A new audio I post, a new video, a new comment I write, a new message I send. Just seeing me lurking in Discord sometimes makes you throb and ache. You know what? Stop stroking for a second. Take that marker. I want you to write my name on the forearm of the arm you stroke with. Write Miss Wendy in large letters so you can clearly see it while you stroke your cock. Do as best you can. You might be writing with your non-dominant hand after all. Take your time. That's right. All done? Okay, start. Start stroking fast again. See my name on your arm while you stroke. It's almost as if I was stroking your cock. If I wanted to, I could make you come in seconds. But most of the time, I just want to toy with you. Make you itch. Deny you. Make you play games. Try new ways to experience pleasure. Because I love giving you attention, don't I? I love spoiling you. But maybe I don't want that today. Maybe I just want you to come. So you're gonna come in 10. You better get to the edge quick, boy. 9. I'm sure you'll have no issue coming on time, even if it's premature. 8. This is what you want, isn't it? 7. Get coming out of the way, and then I can have you please me with your mouth. 6. That doesn't really make you the giver that you claim to be, though. 5. You getting what you want at the expense of what I want. 4. That makes you a taker. A bad boy. A naughty boy. Slutty boy. 3. Don't worry. I'm still going to make you come. But you have to ruin it. 2. So be a good boy. Get ready to take your hands off. 1. And come. Oh, baby boy. Oh, I don't really think you're a taker. I just think you get confused sometimes. So, that makes me feel like I want to put you in your place. Now that you've come, how would you like to lick my pussy, pet? The edge is off. A little bit of post-nut clarity. You would? Why would you? Is it because you want to? Or is it because I want you to and you want to please me? Which is it, pet? Be honest with me. Be honest with yourself. Okay, pet. I will let you. I want you to please me. But only if you've been a really good boy throughout this training series. Now for the honesty. Be honest with me. Be honest with yourself. Have you been a giver or a taker? Think back on all of my instructions. Think back on all of your responses. I really don't care about the end results. What I care about is the intent. Your intent and your effort. If I told you to come on 1 and you tried your hardest to stay on the edge, you were desperate to hold off, but you still came on 2. Baby boy, I don't mind that at all. You were trying. You wanted it. And that's what I care about. You just need a little more training. A little more time with me. Yum. That makes you a giver. But if I told you to come on 1, and you came on 2 because you just didn't fucking care, because you were afraid I'd deny you or ruin you, maybe you just didn't want to wait any longer. You weren't trying. You didn't want it. That makes you a taker. When we began using the items from the treasure box, how did you behave? Were you obeying me? Exploring and enhancing your pleasure in different ways? New ways? When I asked you to tie yourself, when I told you to melt for me while your cock and your balls were bound, what did you do? Think back. Remember. I don't care if you didn't get the knot perfect. I care that you tried. That you wanted to, that you attempted to find new sources of pleasure. Even if you ended up not really liking it, you tried for me. And that makes you a giver. Or were you disobeying me? Neutering your pleasure? Have you been neutering it? Do you hold back? Do you not give a proper try? Simply because you didn't want to. You just wanted to come. Just wanted to stroke with my voice in your ear. Maybe you didn't even care about your promise to submit to me. That makes you a taker. So which is it? Have you been a giver or a taker? Tell me. Thank you for being honest. That divides you into two categories. Givers. You have truly been my good boys. And like I said before, even if you made a mistake here or there, had to redo an audio, you just need a little more training. You will get your full reward shortly. For now, just get your favorite treasure box item ready, whatever it is. Think about how you like to use it best. Or if you didn't have a favorite item, but rather a favorite way of stroking, be prepared for that. Have it clearly envisioned in your mind, your favorite thing, your favorite way. And then be ready to do that. Be ready to stroke for me in that way. Takers, my bad boys. Normally the punishment for not trying, not wanting to obey, even though you promised you would, is restarting the series. But today I'm feeling generous. Lucky, naughty, slutty boy. You may continue with the series. If you endure today's punishment. While my good boys are preparing their favorite treasure box item, you're just to sit there, unused, unseen, uncared for. While my good boys stroke their cocks to a second orgasm that you could have had, you have to sit there and listen. And you have to stay soft. That is your challenge. I know you're still hard and horny from that ruined one, aren't you? But once I start giving my good boys their reward, your cock must be soft. Pause this audio if you need to. Flex your arms, flex your legs. Maybe you even have a chastity device you like. You do whatever you need to do to stay soft for me. Stay soft while you listen to my voice for the rest of this session. You can do it in multiple sittings if you need to, but you must listen to the entirety of this session with your cock soft. Pause this if it's not soft. And while my good boys lick my pussy, you just have to listen to me moan. Listen to me come without getting hard. Don't forget, that is your punishment. Pause this as many times as you need to. My good boys, my giving boys, are you all ready? My bad taking boys, are you soft? Good. Good boy. I want you to start licking my pussy. But you're going to do it through my panties. Oh, such a tease, isn't it? Feels good, too. Being able to lick my pussy, but not actually being able to because my wet panties are in the way. Oh, it's a tease for me, too. The feeling of you through a layer of cloth is enough to get me excited. But not enough to get me off. It's super hot seeing you try, though. That's right. I want you to start stroking your cock again. stroke your cock while you eat me through my panties. Oh, I'm going to rub my clit while you tease me with your mouth. I want to make myself come while I make you come again. Start stroking faster. Oh. Oh. Mm. You are a giver, aren't you? You know what I want you to give me? I want you to give me more of your gum. How do you want to stroke your cock? When we explored ways to enhance your pleasure, which way did you like best? Are you holding your breath? Or lightly choking yourself? Oh! Did you tie your cock and balls again? Oh, that's a one. Are you pinching your nipples? Are you spanking your yourself? Are you smacking your balls? Are you teasing yourself with ice? Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Did you stuff that tie in your mouth? So you could moan extra loud around my panties? Oh, or did you create it? Oh, maybe you got creative and used it to tie a blindfold. Oh. Oh, did you tie yourself to a chair? Maybe you're using your non-dominant hand. Oh, did you write your name on that too? Oh, so many options. Oh. Oh. Whatever you're doing, I hope it feels amazing. Oh. That's what my good giving boy deserves, is feeling good. Your mouth teasing my pussy feels amazing. Especially while they rub my clit. Imagine having to stay soft during all this. Like the bad boys are having to do. Oh, fuck. You've been such a good boy. So I want you to come again. All the bad boys are denied. Would you like that, huh? As I grind against your mouth, touching myself. Oh, yes. Good boys. Tell me. Say, I'm your good boy, Miss Wendy. Oh, I love hearing that. Oh, bad boys. Oh, you tell me I was a bad boy, Miss Wendy. Oh, both of you tell me again. Again. My good boys. You're gonna make Miss Wendy come. Are you close to the edge, pet? Tell me you're my good boy. Tell me you want me to come. Oh, tell me again. Again. Now be my good boy. Make me come. Make me come, baby. Be my good boy. And give me the second load of your cum. Come for me, baby. That's right, baby boy. Come. Come. Baby boy. Oh. I hope my good boys enjoyed their reward. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for how you all are so amazing. My good boys. I hope my bad boys learned their lesson. Remember, you don't have to redo today. You don't have to restart the series because you are honest with me. But going forward, do not fucking be a taker. Be a good, giving boy for me. That's right. Now say thank you, Miss Wendy. All of you. Thank you, boys. See you next time.